A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have our grand final teams for season 2022, the Parramatta Eels and the Penrith Panthers, and there's going to be a heap to touch on this week. Obviously, the Panthers going to their third grand final in a row, the Parramatta Eels going to their first grand final in what is it, 12 or 13 years since 2009, but also looking to win their first premierships since 1986. So plenty of history to touch on this week, and there's going to be a lot of funny things that are going to pop up this week with this grand final and with these teams, but I want to kick it off with the Penrith Panthers halves. Now, something that I haven't really seen anyone else in the media talk about or anything, but something to consider. This halves pairing on Sunday, they will start in their third grand final in a row. Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, their third grand final in a row as halves pairing, the 2020, the 2021, and now the 2022 grand final. Pretty incredible stuff. Now, I'm going to give you all the answers, but I want you to have a think. Who do you think was the last halves pairing to start in every single grand final 3 years in a row? So it means that if they were shifted to the centres, if they were shifted to the bench for a grand final to start, not allowed to be picked. They have to start in the 7 and 6 for 3 grand finals in a row, regardless of result. I'll let you have a little think about it, and I'll take you back through the history now, and we'll talk about some of these halves pairing and how close other halves pairings got. So our most recent was the Melbourne Storm. They went to 3 grand finals in a row, 2016, 2017, and 2018. 2016, their halves pairing was Cooper Cronk and Blake Green. 2017, their halves pairing was Cooper Cronk and Cameron Munster, as it was in 2018. So Cronk and Munster, they went to 2 in a row, 17-18, but 2016, Cronk was paired up with Paul Green. So the Melbourne Storm of the mid-2010s did not make the cut. The next one to touch on was the Melbourne Storm of the mid to late 2000s. Now, obviously, this is salary cap impacted. There is no doubt about that whatsoever, but they did go to 4 grand finals in a row, 06, 07, 08, and 09. 2006, their halves pairing was Cooper Cronk and Scotty Hill in his last NRL game before he went over to England. 2007, they won the premiership that year with Greg Inglis and Cooper Cronk in the halves. Then they came back to grand final day the year after with Cooper Cronk and Greg Inglis. And just as Cronk and Inglis were heading towards 3 grand finals in a row as halves pairing, of course, mid-season 2009, Brett Finch joined the Melbourne Storm. So the halves pairing there was Cooper Cronk and Brett Finch. So Inglis and Cronk, they won 2 in a row, weren't able to get the third. They featured in two in a row as halves pairing. Should be noted, Cronk was all 4 there, so pretty impressive. And he was in the 3 in a row, 16, 17, 18. Pretty wild there. Now, before the Melbourne Storm of the mid to late 2000s, the other team that had a crack at it was the Sydney Roosters. They went to the grand final winning it in 02. 2003, they lost to the Penrith Penrith Panthers, and then 2004 they lost to the Canterbury Bulldogs. Now, they got pretty close here to having the same halves pairing throughout the whole thing. Now, Brad Fittler, he was the 5'8 in every one of these three grand finals. His halves partner in 2002, Craig Wing, started the game in the 7 jersey. 2003 was, of course, the year where that name pops up again. Brett Finch joined the Sydney Roosters, but he didn't start in the 2003 grand final. Craig Wing started at halfback in that one. And then in 2004, Brad Fittler's last game was the one where Brett Finch did start that one. So Craig Wing and Brad Fittler went to 2 in a row, but weren't able to get the third one in a row in 2004. Now, before that, there was a little bit of a gap. We have to go all the way back to the Manly Seagulls of 1995 to 1997. Went to 3 grand finals on the trot there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Amazingly, they actually had 3 different halves pairing in the 3 different grand finals. So crazy. Jeff Tuvey, he featured in all 3, 95, 96, and 97. In 1995, it was Jeff Tuvey and the great Cliffy Lyons, one of my favourites of all time. 1996, it was Jeff Tuvey and Nick Kossoff played in 5'8", in the 5'8 role next to Tuvey. Lyons was on the bench. And then 1997, Craig Field came in, and not Kossoff was actually playing 13, and Lyons came off the bench in that grand final. So the Manly Seagulls, 95, 96, 97, 3 grand finals, 3 different halves pairings. But of course, the great Jeff Tuvey, he appeared in all 3 of them in the 7 jersey. Now, before that, I'm sure this would have been the one that a lot of people would have guessed. The Canberra Raiders, 89, 1990, and 1991. Now, Ricky Stewart, similar to Jeff Tuvey, he featured as halfback in all 3 of these grand finals, but he did have 2 different 5'8s. 89 and 1990, 89, they obviously beat the Balmain Tigers. 1990, they beat the Penrith Panthers in that one, and the 5'8 in both of those games was Chris O'Sullivan. Chris O'Sullivan was the 5'8. Laurie Daly was in the centres for both of those games. And then 1991, in their grand final loss to the Penrith Panthers, Daly moves into the 6 jersey. So 91, the halves pairing was Stewart and Daly, but 89 and 1990, it was Ricky Stewart and Chris O'Sullivan. So if you guessed the Raiders, you had that one wrong. And next, our next one that I think would have got a number of guesses is the Canterbury Bulldogs, 1984, 85, and 86. 3 grand finals in a row. Once again, the same halfback, Turvey Mortimer. Steve Mortimer, he was the halfback in 84, 85, and 86. His halves pairing in 1984 was Terry Lamb. Terry Lamb would also be his halves partner in 1986, but 1985, Mortimer would have a different halves pairing in this grand final. It was, of course, the great Michael Hagan, who went on to coach the Newcastle Knights in the 2001 decider. They beat the Parramatta Eels that night, the close to unbeatable Parramatta Eels, and Hagan, he joins a pretty small crew of Ricky Stewart and a couple of others that won premierships in their first season as a head coach. So Mortimer and Lamb, 84, Mortimer and Hagan, 85, and Mortimer and Lamb once again in 1986. So the Doggies, similar to a lot of these other teams, they fell just 1 grand final short of halves pairings. Now, if your guess was the 1980 Parramatta Eels, you have got it right. Now, it should be noted that Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai, they've gone 2020, 2021, and 2022, 3 in a row, which is pretty damn impressive. No one's done it since Kenny and Sterling, and amazingly, they managed to do it 4 grand finals in a row. So 1981, Kenny and Sterling start together. 1982, Kenny and Sterling start together. 83, Kenny and Sterling. And 1984, you know it, Kenny and Sterling. So Luai and Cleary, they become the first halves pairing to appear to start as 7 and 6 in 3 grand finals in a row. The first since Peter Sterling and Brett Kenny. An unbelievable achievement. We've spoken about Brett Kenny a lot about just how young he was in 1981. His career had only started the year before at centre. He was an absolute juggernaut in those grand finals, winning, I think, 2 out of the 3 Clive Churchill medals, I think it was. He won 2 in a row as well. So another little special slice of history that potentially Nathan Cleary could be chasing facing next Sunday as well, hopefully going for two Clive Churchills on the trot. If his Penrith Panthers manage to win at one, and if he happens to be the very best on the field. So congratulations to Nath and Jerome. A simply amazing record to break, or to equal, I should say. But none of the great halves that we've seen over the last 40 years have managed to do this. We had to go all the way back to one of the greatest teams of all time, the Parramatta Eels of the early 1980s, to find a halves pairing that had started in three grand finals in a row. Simply incredible stuff by Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary. Unbelievable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.